This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
Baseline, no good. Lytle will yank down the board. Outlet pass, Suntech. She's got a two-on-two. Decides to pull up. Pin Bonzinski, top of the key, 17-footer. Nothing but net for Amanda Bonzinski, and Centers on another run.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader in Kearney as the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the Centura Centurions. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
They'll get the ball into the hands of Hoosman, over to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald double team, drives in, puts the floater up, no good. Bowman got the rebound. He is deep in traffic, up and in, and a foul. Bowman will go to the line to try and complete the three-point play.
Our girls' game is a rematch of Saturday's conference title game, while the guys are meeting up for the first time this season. It's the Stars and the Centurions coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from Cope Gymnasium in Kearney right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School for game two of tonight's Lou Platt Conference doubleheader between the Kearney Catholic Stars and the Centura Centurions. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for a girls' contest, flip-flopping the games tonight. Our boys' contest started slow but picked up pace, and then Kearney Catholic just couldn't miss much in the second half. And they turned a 35-25 halftime lead into an 80-52 victory. Drew Butler with 25 points. Keegan Fitzgerald with 18. Matt Bowman, 13 points and 10 rebounds for the Stars. For Centura, 17 for Ian Lemberg, 16 points, 8 rebounds for Chase Welty. Let's look at the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank, offering access to virtually all types of investments. Product sponsors are carefully screened and continuously monitored to ensure 5 Points Bank's high standards of quality are met. First of all, for the Centurions, number 10 is a 5'7" junior, Abby Suntech. She led the team in the championship Saturday with 24 points. Again, this is a rematch of the Lou Platt final from just this past Saturday. Taylor Wetzel is number 12. She's a 5'4" sophomore. Number 22, 5'9" sophomore, is Courtney Aikut. Number 40 is a 5'9" junior, Amanda Bonzinski. And number 42 is a 5'10" junior, Lene Lytle. Head coach of the Centurions is Kathy Mettenbrink, assisted by Scott Kerenick. Centura had their 8-game winning streak snapped on Saturday. They're now 11-7 on the year. For Kearney Catholic, number 11 of the 5'6 freshman, Michaela Mestel. Number 21, a 5'8 senior, Lindsay Connolly. Number 22, a 5'6 junior, Kayla James. Number 43, a 5'11 senior, Becky Squires. And number 45, a 6'1 senior, Katie Sokolowski. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt and Kathy Mose. The Stars are 18-1 on the season. They've won 17 straight. They're ranked number 2 and 3 in the state in Class C1 and posted a 70-57 win over Centura on Saturday. And that is a look at the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank. We will be back with the start of tonight's girls' game right after this timeout.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro is who to call. Bosch, a name in Nebraska that's synonymous with quality welding. Call a Bosch for a tight weld.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, a muffler, or even a total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care, now offering computer alignments too. Then for your storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 and Kansas in Caro.
And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Doug Duda with you on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. As Centura's in their traveling maroon with the white jersey, with the white trim going from right to left, the home white with green and gold trim for Kearney Catholic. They'll move from left to right, and let's hope we have as entertaining of a game between these two girls' squads tonight as we did on Saturday. It'll be Sokolowski jumping it up against Lytle, and we are ready to get this girls' basketball contest underway here on KKPR. The opening tip will be won by Kearney Catholic, and Michaela Mesta will have it. She's going to drive right in, put the runner up, no good, and the rebound brought down by Lene Lytle. Off to Aitken, the Stars will put on that full court man-to-man, hand it off to Suntech, who had 24 and got off to a quick start the first time with 12, tries to lob it into Lytle. The ball is deflected, and it's going to be stolen away. Centura with a turnover on their first possession. Sokolowski will bring it up the floor, goes all the way down the middle, and before she can get the shot away, she's going to be grabbed. They kind of thought she was going to pull up, and a reach in and a foul. It'll be called there on the Centurion. Sokolowski had a game-high 33 on Saturday and also got off to a quick start with 14 in the first quarter. Fouls on Bonzinski, her first. Inbound to Squires. Nice move from the high post. Takes it to the hoop and scores. Becky Squires got around Courtney Aitken, and nobody was there to help out on the double team. And now the outlet pass tip, but Bonzinski gets it. They break the press. Lytle doesn't take the shot. Out to Wetzel for three, and she'll get it. Taylor Wetzel knocks down the three-point bucket, and Centura grabs a one-point lead at 3-2. Again, fouls were a big issue on Saturday. Centura got into some trouble, and it hurt them down the stretch. Not that they fouled out, but that they were playing forever with four and just couldn't play as tight a defense as they wanted. It's a 15-footer, Conley, right side, up and in, and Lindsay will give the Stars the lead back 4-3. Centura pushing the pace so that they can break that press. Long pass over to Suntech from left to right. Abby comes into the paint. Draws the double team, kicks it out to Wetzel. Wetzel will hold the ball, guarded there by Mestel. James is going to be on Suntech tonight in the man-to-man. Sokolowski is covered by Lytle and vice versa. Swing it left side, Wetzel. On the post to Aitken, bouncing in there with Conley. Back out Wetzel for three. That one is in and out, no good. And Squires will get the rebound. Up the floor comes Michaela Mestel. Outlet pass to Sokolowski. Top of the key. Takes it down the lane again, makes some contact, throws it up and in, and they're going to call a blocking foul on Centura. Well, the blocking foul is going to be on Lene Lytle. Lytle had some real good position in there, and Sokolowski gets a chance at a three-point play. Had a lot of fouls called to the boys' game, and only one, maybe two charges. We had a push-off, one true charge, and the free throw by Sokolowski is up and in. So now it's 7-3, Kearney Catholic leading it by four. Across the timeline, Aitken gives it off to Bonzinski as she throws it through the double team, gives it back to Courtney. Off a couple of picks, Wetzel's open, but I don't think she realized how open she was. She holds the ball and goes back up top to Amanda Bonzinski. Over to Aitken. Courtney tries to go inside to Suntech. James is there, steps in front and steals it out front to Conley, and the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds by Aitken. So Kearney Catholic's fast break is slowed down. UNK women hold on tonight. They actually rally and win by three, hitting a couple of free throws in the last second to beat Chadron State. They win it tonight by three. The men just about ready to get underway at the Health and Sports Center. Kearney Catholic now with the basketball and a four-point lead into Sokolowski. Aitken knocks it away, but Katie runs it down outside the arc. Centura also in the man-to-man. Sokolowski on Aitken gives it off to Conley. Conley in the lane. The six-foot jumper is up and in. Conley with a couple of buckets now. 9-3, Kearney Catholic. Stars shooting the ball well early. Long pass again into the front court to Suntech, and then she'll kick it out to midcourt to Wetzel. Wetzel works to the right side, gets it to Aitken. They clear it out for her. Knocked out of her hands by Conley. Can't make the steal, so Courtney goes in, kicks it out Bonzinski. Free throw line jumper up and in. And Amanda with the second bucket of the ball game for the Centurions. 9-5, Kearney Catholic. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. Stars up top to James. Started by Suntech, right side to Conley. Kind of sag on her. They'll go into the corner to Squires. Up top, James. James down the middle of the paint. Pulls up. Little off-balance jumper won't go this time. And the ball is loose, picked up by Taylor Wetzel. Wetzel will push the ball off the floor. Two on two. Didn't have numbers. She'll peel out of there and give it to Aitken, who goes all the way over to Suntech. Spots up for a quick three. Got boxed out to the floor. No call. And the rebound brought down by the Stars, Kayla James. And up the floor comes Kearney Catholic to Squires. Squires to the bounce pass. Coming through Sokolowski. She'll land up on the left hand and score. 5 points for Katie. And Centura is going to call a timeout. Coach Kathy Mettenbrink is going to get the ear of the official about why there was no foul on her three-point shooter that last time down, who ended up on her backside in the crowd. 30-second timeout going to be called here by Centura. 4:22 to go in the first quarter of play. 11-5, Kearney Catholic will be back after this.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Looking for excellence in your business? Contact Hellman, May, Kostler, and Cottle for tax preparation and planning, audits and financial consulting, or bookkeeping and payroll service. 3810 Avenue A in Kearney, Hellman, May, Kostler, and Cottle, PC, CPA.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
And we're back to basketball here as Centura called the 30-second timeout. They'll bring the ball off the floor. It's going to be knocked out. They'll try again. 11-5, Kearney Catholic. So off to a quick start offensively like we were on Saturday in the championship. Centura will set Wetzel up. Doesn't take the three, but off the pick, she'll drive in, try to force it inside to Lytle, and the ball is loose on the floor. It'll be picked up by Kearney Catholic. Wetzel, nobody covered her, and she went ahead and made the bounce pass anyway. Taylor, next time, will probably pull up and shoot that, but she wasn't looking to shoot. She was looking to run the play, and nobody came off of Lytle on the post, and so the bounce pass was just into a sea of green, and now Lytle gets a steal at the other end. Stepping in front of the pass of the paint, the first Kearney Catholic turnover. Outlet to Suntech and a blocking foul on Kayla James. Suntech beat her to the spot trying to run the baseline, and Kayla James with a blocking foul. That's the first foul on Kearney Catholic. And so Centura will take it out underneath their own hoop. They'll square the lane, kick it out to Lytle, right side to Aitken. Aitken 15-footer is right through there in the first bucket for Courtney Aitken. And it is 11-7 in favor of the Stars. Bounce pass to James on the left wing. Neither team wasted a lot of time getting that ball up the floor tonight. Other score tonight in girls basketball, Ravenna beat St. Paul 58-44. James looking for the pick and roll. No roll, so she'll take the 10-footer. Comes up short. Lytle has the rebound for Centura. It's stolen away on the outlet by Mestel. Mestel will bring it in and score. So the turnovers that Centura can't afford. There was another one. Aitken up the floor, throws it behind Lytle, can't catch it. Five turnovers for Centura here in the first quarter. They had eight on Saturday, and that's what kept them behind for most of that first quarter of play. Then they never really did settle it down. They had 23 in that game. But as we said Saturday, Centura was either scoring or turning it over. There wasn't a whole lot in between, especially in the first half. Right now, Kearney Catholic will bring Rachel Owen into the basketball game and Bailey Sokolowski. Bailey had a nice game Saturday. They get it to on the low post. Fadeaway jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Bonzinski. Hands it off to Aitken. Outlet pass. Overshoots Wetzel, and Taylor couldn't get it before stepping out of bounds. Three straight turnovers for Centura. 13-7 Kearney Catholic. Sokolowski, both of them. Katie and Bailey. Squires, Owen, and Lindsay Conley on the floor for the Stars. Centura does bring Sarah Heinen in. That's about the only regular sub that the Centurions will use. Stars with it outside the arc. Bailey Sokolowski between the circles. Owen dumps it into Katie. Katie comes outside the paint. Turnaround jumper. She's fouled by Abby Suntech trying to double down. And two free throws are coming up. Sokolowski with 5 1/4, including a free throw. And she will go to the line to shoot two. And a first free throw is on the way and in. 14-7. And for Kearney Catholic's girls, This is their final home game for the seniors. They never really did anything. They usually do something before the game. Maybe they'll do something after the game as the second free throw is up and in. Usually they have a ceremony before the game, but Coach Rick Petrie was watching his daughter, Caitlin, over at the Shadron UNK game, so maybe that's why they didn't do it before the game. He got here about 10 minutes before tip-off. Centura with a basketball, trailing 15-7 here in the first quarter. Pull-up Suntech, free throw line, jumper good. Abby with her first bucket of the ball game. And it's 15-9 as the Stars will push the ball off the floor. Conley left side, Sokolowski. Kearney Catholic has not attempted a three until right there as it's fired up by Bailey Sokolowski. No good. Rebound Conley puts it up, and she'll draw the foul. The foul is going to be on Taylor Wetzel. That'll be her first. Fourth foul on the Centurions, one on the Stars. Could be the longest Kearney Catholic has won all season without shooting a three-pointer in the first quarter. As the free throw is up and in by Conley, and she's got 5 points here in quarter number one, 16-9. On Saturday, Lindsay was not much of a scoring threat. She had 5 for the whole game, and she's already got 5 here. Second free throw, no good. Over the back to get the rebound, Becky Squires kicks it out for a 3. Katie Sokolowski, no good. Rachel Owen gets the rebound, blocked by Wetzel. Another attempt in there by Conley, no good. And it's finally brought down by Aitken, and up the floor come the Centurions. Give and go to Courtney underneath, and Katie Sokolowski blocks the shot. Katie comes out of there with a basketball for Kearney Catholic. Baseball pass to the other end. Squires. Aitken steps in front, knocks it away, gets the steal. And a foul going to be called here on Kearney Catholic. And the foul is going to be called on Lindsay Conley, which was away from the play. That was kind of strange because it looked like Aitken was going to go in for the uncontested layup with Squires chasing her, and they called a foul behind the play. So that'll be the first foul on Conley, and Centura will get the ball. Trailing by 7. Nice pass inside from Lionel Domanzinski, who spins and scores the three-footer. 4 points now for Amanda, and it's 16-11. Kearney Catholic, they've led all but one spot here. Centura hit an early three. Sarah Lees has checked in. The pass to her is passed around stretched hands. Bonzinski will pick it up. Stars' third turnover. Under a minute to go here in the first quarter on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Dana Brog, and Caro. Centura skip pass over to Suntech. Hoosman tracks her down. Abby drives to the left-hand corner, pulls up from 13, and knocks it down. So Suntech hasn't hit a three, but she's hit a couple of twos. The lead is down to 3. 16-13, Kearney Catholic. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Owen outside the arc to Sarah Lees. High post to Bailey Sokolowski. Bailey a couple of dribbles to the right side. Looks for Owen. And we've got a foul, I think, again away from the basketball here. And it's going to be called on Amanda Bonzinski. That'll be her second. And Sarah Heinen will come in for Centura. Michaela Mestel for Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic has the ball underneath their own hoop with 24 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Mestel will throw it in. Sokolowski, Bailey into the paint. They kick it out to Lees, who followed her. Has the ball knocked away from behind. 3 straight turnovers for Kearney Catholic. Aitken brings it up 1-on-2, gives it to Heinen. Heinen runs into Katie Sokolowski, and we get a jump ball. And the arrow will point the way of Centura, so they'll keep the possession and take it out underneath their own hoop with 14 seconds. A 3 ties this thing after 1. Let's see what they do. Suntech will throw it in. Lobs it out on the wing to Wetzel. Cross pass to Aitken. She'll have a top circle with 10. Into the corner to Suntech, well covered. She'll dribble away from the hoop through the double team. Ball's loose. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. Wetzel tries to make a bounce pass, and they won't get a shot away. So Centura didn't get the shot away. Centura plays a good first quarter. Kearney Catholic plays a better first quarter. And after 1, the Stars 16, the Centurions 13. We'll be back in a minute.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
You know who Ed and Deb Stoltenberg are because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer in town. They carry Valley Irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance. All from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Melzac Service of Dannebrog is geared up to help you in the fields, repairing international and all tractor brands, irrigation parts, and accessories. Melz has just what you need. Melz Ag Service of Dannebrog, a proud sponsor of the Centurions.
And welcome back to high school basketball. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors who allow us to bring you sporting activity throughout the year. Doug Gooda with you here on Classic Hits 98.9, and as always, the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. Kearney Catholic gets the ball to start the second quarter, leading it 16-13. The girls playing second tonight. Kearney Catholic won the boys' game 80-52 with a big second half. Conley drives, puts up the runner, and it spins over the rim no good. Abby Suntech will bring down the rebound. Suntech and Bonzinski each had four in the first quarter for Centura. Katie Sokolowski had seven for Kearney Catholic. Suntech for three. It's no good. Loose ball pulled down by Lytle. Kicks it out to Bonzinski. Ten-footer is good. 6 points for Bonzinski, and it's a one-point game. 6-0 run here by the Stars, 16-15, or by the Centurions, 16-15 Stars. Squires left wing, throws it right wing to Conley. Conley back up top, Squires, thought about the long jumper, goes to James. James puts up a 15-footer, no good. Rebound comes out momentarily in the hands of Aitken, tipped away and still picked up by the Centurions. Chance to take the lead, Suntech drives. They'll kick it out. Bonzinski left corner. Wetzel on the block. They get it to Lytle. Back out to the high post. Stars able to match up there. Man-to-man both ways. 16-15. Kearney Catholic by one. 6:45 to go here in quarter number two. Centura takes a little air out of the ball, being pretty patient right now. Bonzinski dribbles in, gives it to Lytle outside the arc. Into Bonzinski. Turnaround leaner. Left-hand jumper no good. Sokolowski with her first rebound of the basketball game, according to my books, and Katie will give it off to Lindsay Conley. Back to Katie, drives in, draws all kinds of contact, and she's got a couple of free throws coming up. Two free throws now for Katie Sokolowski. The foul's going to be called on Courtney Aitken. Her first, six fouls have been called here in the game on Centura. We mentioned at the top of the broadcast that was a problem on Saturday, in the championship. Sokolowski's free throw's good. She's got a game-high eight. Right now, only Bonzinski has two. At this point Saturday, Aitken had picked up three. Second free throw on the way, and Sokolowski hits them both. So she had 33 Saturday. She's already got nine here, and she's 5 of 5 at the line. 18-15, Kearney Catholic leading it by three as Aitken brings the ball up the floor. Goes left wing to Wetzel. Wetzel with the ball on her hip to the high post. Lytle inside Aitken. She's double-teamed, and we're going to get James, I think, for grabbing the arm, going for the tie-up. The foul on Kayla will be her second, and it'll be just the third team foul here on the Stars. And it looks like Bailey Sokolowski is going to check in for Kearney Catholic. And James is going to check out. So let's see what that does. They're going to switch up and put Conley on Suntech now. So you got a different defender on the top three-point shooter. She's wide open on the inbounds, but they get it to her late. Now Abby will drive in. Bounce pass wide open. Lytle, and she'll score. Discipline, discipline, discipline. That has been the key to Centura for so many years, and it's 18-17. Stars basketball still leading by one. Over to Squires. 18-footer off the iron. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Aitken. Almost dribbled it off her leg and lost it. Outlet pass. Pull up three in transition. Suntech couldn't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Conley. Here come the Stars up the front court. Long pass going to be out of bounds. Overshot the intended target of Squires, who actually got her feet tangled up there with a Centurion. Kearney Catholic only had one turnover in the first 6.5 minutes of the game. They've turned it over four times now in the last 3 minutes. Centura basketball looking to get the lead back as Mestel is on Taylor Wetzel. Lobs it to Suntech in the corner, can't handle a pass. Centura gives it right back. Rachel Owen now in for the Stars. Don't forget, at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We will be running down the first half stats of our game. Plus, we'll recap the boys' game, update you on what else is going on tonight. UNK women hold off Shadron. Ravenna girls beat St. Paul earlier tonight. Squires drives in, gets through the double team. Shot rolls off the rim, won't go for Becky. And the rebound brought down by Aitken. She tries to go coast-to-coast, kicks it to Suntech. Baseline jumper up and in, and the lead is back for Centura. 19-18 Centurions, as they have went on a second-quarter run, just like they did on Saturday. Rachel Owen to Squires left wing, try to bounce it inside, the ball kicked. Stars are 18-1. Centura had an eight-game winning streak snap on Saturday. They're 11-7. Not a senior on this ball club for the Centura girls. And the first seven games they played this year were on the road. Did not have a home game in December, and a real oddity. Stars can't get the ball in. It's punched out of bounds by Centura. Don't forget Thursday, Wood River at Minden is here on KKPR. Our doubleheader is scheduled to start at 6. Stars ball, Mestel looking, lobs it into the double team on the low block to Bailey Sokolowski, who gives it right back to Mestel. Tries to force it into Katie Sokolowski on the design play, and it's behind her, and the ball's turned over. Picked up that time by Suntech, and it's taken away from her by Mestel, who goes in and is fouled on the layup, but the shot will not go, and Michaela will go to the line and shoot two. The foul is on Suntech, her second. Seventh team foul here on the Centurions. 19-18, Centura with the lead at Kearney Catholic for the second consecutive game in the second quarter, and Mestel's free throw is going to come up short. A lot of seniors on this Kearney Catholic ball club. They're hoping to make a deep run this year and play in the Devaney on Saturday. Second free throw, no good. Nobody boxed out Mestel, and she walked right in, picked it up, and scored. Absolutely nobody boxed out Michaela Mestel, and it's 20-19, Kearney Catholic. Mestel with 4 points. Centura with Bonzinski on the right side of the key, kicks it back out to midcourt. Center circle with it is Wetzel. They'll reset on a high 1-4. Give it over to Suntech off the pick. Look for the pick and roll, Bonzinski. She'll shoot the three instead because they both went to Amanda. It's off the mark, no good. And Bailey Sokolowski will pick up the rebound. Centura hit their first three. They've missed five in a row, and now Rachel Owen drives in. As she goes to shoot it, she drops the ball, and it's turned over. Picked up by Aitken. Aitken works her way through the double team. Outlet pass to Wetzel underneath. Short jumper good. 21-20 Centura. And Sokolowski brings the ball to the floor for Kearney Catholic. They'll be looking to get Katie more involved. She decides to drive in and kick it out to Owen. Doesn't take the three. She comes in, tries to pass it to Sokolowski. Aitken deflects it, steals it away. Outlet pass Suntech. Two on one. Bounce pass Lytle. Layup up and good. Timeout, Kearney Catholic. Centura has turned things around again here in the second quarter. And with 3:37 to go in the first half of play, Centura 23, Kearney Catholic 20. We'll be back in a minute.
Put your car or truck back to Factory Specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks. Glad you're along with us on this Tuesday night. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. Be sure to tell them thanks for allowing us to bring you high school hoops. Kearney Catholic out of the timeout. They bring Mackenzie Marshall into the basketball game, trailing 23-20. So the Stars trying to find the right personnel. Centura with the lead. Kearney Catholic one field goal in the last 7:37, and Squires gets it down low, and on the spin move will draw the foul. Kearney Catholic, I would think, would want to continue to pound that ball inside because now Wetzel, Suntech, and Bonzinski all have two fouls, and Squires will go to the line. Becky with her first free throw attempt of the ball game. She's got 2 points, two rebounds, and the free throw clanks off the back of the iron. No good. Second free throw coming up here for the senior. And Squires will put this one up, and it's going to rattle around, but it will go in. So Becky gets the free throw, but again, the Stars have went nearly 8 minutes now and have 1 2-point bucket in that stretch. It was similar to what happened Saturday, only that wasn't such a long stretch. We'll see if they do what they did Saturday, have a strong final 3 minutes of the half. Up top with it, Wetzel. Into the corner, Aitken. High post, Lytle, open. Doesn't take the shot, swings at Wetzel. To Suntech, who was cutting and had to stop to get the ball. Now into the lane. Puts up the off-balance 12-footer and got it to bounce in. 8 points now for Suntech. And it's a four-point Centura lead, their largest of the game. 25-21, 2:45 to go in the half. Marshall with it on the right side of the key. Fires it weak side to Conley. They'll post up over there trying to get Bailey Sokolowski. Skip pass all the way to Mackenzie Marshall. Right back to Katie. Katie to the high post. Puts it on her leg. About lost the ball. Contact. The ball goes to Squire. She'll come down the lane. The leaner is good. Becky Squires will put the leaner up and in. Centura wanted a walk when the ball got caught up on Sokolowski's hip. They did not get the call. So Aitken into the front court. Right wing they'll go. Handling the basketball, Wetzel. Up top, Bonzinski. Over to Suntech. They spread the floor, trying to get Lytle open inside. They'll go to the high post, Bonzinski. Good ball movement, good spacing here, but the Stars also right now staying on top of it. One-on-one, left corner, Aitken trying to take Sokolowski in. Had her on her hip, passed it up. Now they're in the right corner, Suntech. Pulls up three. Abby can't get it to go. One big three away from getting the crowd back into it for Centura. Conley with the rebound. Lindsay weaves her way through the maze into the front court. Squires, nobody picks her up. She's in the lane again, but missed the five-footer. And this time they're going to call her over the back, trying to punch the loose ball out of there. Lytle got the rebound, and for Squires, that'll be her first personal foul. Centura 25, Kearney Catholic 23. 1:45 to go here in quarter number two. And we have not seen the drought of scoring like we thought we might after that high-scoring game on Saturday between these two teams in the conference championship. Marshall defending Wetzel as she brings the ball up the floor. On the right wing to Aitken. Courtney up to Suntech. She's got an open 17-footer off the pick and nails it again. So tonight it's two-pointers. Saturday it was three-pointers. And Centura's up by four, 27-23. These are the games that Coach Mentbrink lives for. Ellie Conley fires the three all the way around and out. No good. And Suntech will get the rebound. Kearney Catholic 0 of 3 from beyond the arc, and there's going to be a carry on Centura. Suntech got the ball. She was trying to cross over. It stuck on her hip. It was pretty obvious. And the ninth turnover for the Centurions. So back over to Kearney Catholic with just over a minute to go before the half. Conley on the right side. It'll be Lindsay to Ellie. Back up top, Sokolowski. Sokolowski hasn't picked up a field goal in about 9 minutes. Marshall for three. It won't go. And the rebound, Aitken. And Aitken, as she tries to bring the ball up the floor, fouled by Katie Sokolowski. That'll be her first. Fifth rebound for Courtney Aitken. And again, you got the underdog story tonight in Centura, and you can kind of feel it here in the crowd. They played pretty well on Saturday, and they're playing pretty well here again. And the Stars have had some great battles over the years. 42 seconds to go in the half. Centura, unless they make a big mistake here, they're going to have the lead over the number two team in C1 at the half. Ball up front, Wetzel moving it around the perimeter. Suntech, she's on the weak side, one-on-one, covered by Conley. High post, Bonzinski, 30 seconds to go. Back to Suntech, trying to stay out of the double team, reverses it over on the weak side again. High post, good ball movement against Centura, down to 20 seconds. They want to play for the last shot, but that doesn't necessarily mean waiting until there's 3 seconds to shoot it. Wetzel with the dribble, kicks it off a couple of picks to Suntech. Conley on her, back out Wetzel with eight, reverse it to Bonzinski. They'll try and run her the other way. 4 seconds to go, a fadeaway three is going to be off the mark, and the ball is going to go out of bounds as time expires. And Kearney Catholic again with good defense there on Centura at the end of the half. Well, Kearney Catholic has taken away the threes that Centura made on Saturday, but Centura has found a way to get in the paint and hit a few others. So after hitting four threes in the first half Saturday, Centura just 1 out of 8 here in the first half tonight. But the underdog Centurions on the road at Kearney Catholic have the lead over the second-ranked Stars by a score of 27-23. We'll take a break and be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro is who to call. Bosch, a name in Nebraska that's synonymous with quality welding. Call a Bosch for a tight weld.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, a muffler, or even a total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care, now offering computer alignments too. Then for your storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 and Kansas in Caro.
Honey, hurry, we need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. The boys played first tonight. The girls played second. We are at halftime of the girls' game, and a little bit of a surprise. It's Centura 27 and Kearney Catholic 23. In the boys' game tonight, we already talked with Coach Don Lees after the game. Kearney Catholic was up 17-14 after one. They fell behind 12-3. They went on a little run at the end of the second quarter to get the lead up to 10, and then they went unconscious in the second half from a 35-25 halftime lead to an 80-52 win over Centura. Drew Butler with 25 points, 22 of those in the first half, where he hit six threes. 18 points for Keegan Fitzgerald, 13 points, 10 rebounds for Matt Bowman. And for Centura, they were led by Ian Lemberg with 17 and Chase Welty, 16 points, 8 rebounds. The unusual thing about this game, the 80-52, it was the second highest amount of points each team had scored this year. Centura just 1-14, but shot over 52% in the ball game tonight. Chris Bazdet from the Kearney Humba joins me here at the half. He has seen that game in the first half of this game, and Baz, I think we've seen some similarities here. Centura coming out in both games and hanging with the favored Kearney Catholic team, doing more than hanging here in the girls' game. They've got the lead.
And they, like you said, they've hung with them both games. I think the first game did a lot for Centura's confidence. They were able to hang with them, like you said, through about 2.5 quarters of that last game, if not for about a 2 or 3 minute scoreless drought in that one. They're right in that one at the end. And then they come out today and they're shooting, I have them 13-22 from the field right now, and they've missed two shots inside the 3-point line. They're getting easy buckets. They're getting open buckets. When they're getting them, they're knocking them down. I think the biggest difference in this one is Kearney Catholic's just not shooting as well. They've gotten some looks, just haven't been able to make many shots.
For Centura to do what they have to do, they have to be disciplined and they have to be precise. And they have turned it over 9 times or so here in the first half, so they're not always right on the money. But as you said, a lot of those points, when they're shooting inside against a taller team, they're wide open because they're running off screens, they're running off picks, they're being patient, and then they're making great passes, a lot of bounce passes.
Yeah, and I think what you're seeing out of this Centura offense is that they've tried to slow down the pace maybe a little bit from Saturday. They tried to run with Kearney Catholic the last game, and it worked for a while. But with Centura's lack of depth, I think they might have just ran out of gas in the third quarter. They couldn't keep up that pace. Now you see them, they're walking the ball up the court. They're getting into some half-court sets, and they're running plays. And like you said, they're being very precise, and they're throwing good bounce passes and giving themselves some open looks in the paint.
I don't know if Kearney Catholic is looking to shoot three-pointers, but this is as few threes as I remember shooting them in the first half in a long time, and I guess it's the same story on Saturday. They only shot 8 the entire game, 3 in the first half, and those were both from Katie Sokolowski that she made. Here they're 0-4.
Yeah, I think that may be an effort from Kearney Catholic, to, like you said earlier in your play-by-play, to get the ball inside, to take advantage of Centura's lack of depth, maybe try and get some foul trouble on the post players, on Bonzinski, on Lytle, and make the Centura guards defend a little more than maybe they want to, because that's kind of what happened in the last game. Centura got into some foul trouble in the second half, and all of a sudden they couldn't defend it when Kearney Catholic was driving into the lane. Katie Sokolowski was able to get some layups and get to the free throw line. I think that's maybe what they're trying to do here.
Big picture, we're in the final week of the regular season for C&D girls. We've got another week to go for the boys, and a lot of the teams in our area are going to be button heads that have real good records, not only at the Heartland Hoops Classic, but Adams Central and St. Cecilia going tonight. Kearney Catholic still has to play GICC in a makeup and Adams Central. Ravenna has St. Paul, Adams Central, Weeping Water among the games that are still on their schedule. But there are some teams, and people were asking me, well, how many teams are you going to have to cover at state? I said we could have a chance to have quite a few boys. I don't think that's going to be the case on the girls' side.
Yeah, you look at the girls' side of things, and obviously Kearney Catholic sitting here, they've got an 18-game winning streak, only one loss. But then you look after them, and it's a lot of teams that are fairly even. You have a lot of teams around 500, maybe five or six games over 500, but they're all going to be playing each other, like you said, come sub-districts and districts. So they're going to knock each other out, and they're not going to get the wild card point, or they're not going to get one of the wild card spots just because their records, their power points aren't good enough. But yeah, like you said, on the boys' side, you're looking at, like you said, Axtell, Ravana, both probably going to make the state, one on a wild card, even though they're going to play in the sub-district most likely. You're looking at D1 at teams like Overton, Eustis, Farnham. You're looking at, I guess Kearney High maybe in Class A. Depends on where they go.
SEM sitting there
SEM
in D2.
And D2, yeah.
And I wouldn't put anything past Pleasanton right now of what they've done. And let's face it, the Kearney Catholic Minden winner is probably going to, I mean, if that's the way it plays out like it should, gets a shot at Shadron, and Shadron has trouble getting out of the district. They beat Kearney Catholic by one the last couple of years, and that could be an interesting matchup as well.
And I'm sure Kearney Catholic will have nothing more than get one more shot at Shadron, especially these seniors that have had to see that happen the last couple of years, those close losses. They know how to play Shadron, and Shadron obviously struggles with them for whatever reason. They generally have the size advantage, maybe a little bit of athleticism advantage, but they're not used to seeing what Kearney Catholic can throw out there.
Of course, Shadron among the teams coming to the Heartland Hoops Classic to play Ralston Saturday night in Grand Island. All the games on ESPN 1460. We're going to talk with Shadron coach Craig Nobling on Thursday's Doug and Daddy show on ESPN Radio. Baz, the one thing I couldn't believe it as I was looking, the sub-district pairings don't come out until Thursday, and so tonight's games will count in that, and I don't know how it's going to work out, but I was shocked to see that Southern Valley, Minden, and Kearney Catholic all in the same sub-district with two losses. Kearney Catholic 1, Southern Valley 2, and Minden 3. Southern Valley right now would be the number one seed, and Minden and Kearney Catholic are right there at 2-3. I kind of thought Southern Valley and Minden would face off with each other, but Southern Valley looks like they would end up playing Gothenburg unless that changes up after tonight's game.
And you look at the sub-districts, that's maybe the most balanced sub-district out of the bunch. Like you said, three teams there with 1-2-3 losses. Even Gothenburg, they've got, I forget what the girl's name is, but she's a heck of a player for them, and they're not going to be a pushover. So that's going to be a tough sub to come out of. I mean, you're going to have to play well just to get into the district final, and you're looking at leaving home one, maybe two teams that deserve to maybe be at the state tournament.
Well, it's going to be here before we know it, and Chris Baznett from the Kearney Hub joining me at half. Baz, thanks so much.
Thanks, Doug.
Let's take a look at the first half stats of our girls' game, and we will start with Kearney Catholic. Only four players have scored. That's unusual, but it's also unusual that they only have 23 points here at the half. Michaela Mestel, 4 points and a rebound. Rachel Owen has a rebound. Lindsay Conley, 5 points and four rebounds. Kayla James, a rebound. Bailey Sokolowski, a rebound. Becky Squires, 5 points, two rebounds. Katie Sokolowski is 5 of 5 at the line for 9 points and one rebound. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 5 in the second. At the half, the Stars have 23 points, 16 in the first, 7 in the second. 23 points, 11 rebounds, 7 of 11 at the free throw line, 0 of 4 from three-point land, 1 block, and 8 turnovers, 2 fouls called on Kayla James. The Stars shooting 35% from the field, just 8 for 23. For Centura, Abby Suntech once again leads them with 10 points, 2 rebounds, all on 2-point field goals. Taylor Wetzel, 5 points, a rebound and a block. Courtney Aitken, 2 points, 5 rebounds. Amanda Bonzinski, 6 points and a rebound. Lene Lytle, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Centura had 13 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second. And at the half, 27 points, 13 rebounds. They have not attempted a free throw, just like the boys in the first half of their game. 1 of 8 from three-point land, 1 block, 9 turnovers. Foul situation, 2 each on Suntech, Wetzel, and Bonzinski. But Centura, 13 out of 22, that's 59% from the field in the first half for Centura. So they are shooting 24% better on one less shot, but still only have a 4-point lead. So you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation, a longtime sponsor of high school sports. We'll take a break and begin the second half next.
Agricultural Services of Bolus and Carroll offer the finest in crop production products and services. Their team members are always ready to service your needs with well-maintained equipment and quality products to protect and nourish your crop. For top yield, see the area leader in high-yield crop production. Agricultural Services of Bolus or Carroll.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You know who Ed and Deb Stoltenberg are because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer in town. They carry Valley irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance. All from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
Well, let's head to the second half of play and see if the Centurions can pull the upset tonight here at Kearney Catholic. Centura will get the ball to start the third quarter. The Stars were up by as many as 7 in the first half, and the biggest lead for Centura where they're at now, 4. Suntec to start the second half has a 3 and nails it from the left-hand corner. After missing 7 in a row, Centura has hit another one, and Abby's first 3 of the ball game. The lead is now out to 7 for Centura, 30-23, nailing that first play. Coming out of the halftime locker room designed there for Suntec, and they got her open. Ball knocked out of bounds at the other end. Again, Centura has some fouls, but so far nobody has 3, so going into the second half, nobody technically in foul trouble. That wasn't the case Saturday. Mestel works it on the left side, off the man-to-man, into the paint to Squires, kicks it off right side. Conley, they left her alone, drives the baseline, off the glass and in, and Lindsay now, second on the team in scoring with 7 points, and it's 30-25 as Centura pushes it up. The Stars stay in the man-to-man. Aitken swings it over to the right side to Wetzel. Back up top to Courtney. Lindsay Conley on her. High post, they'll go to Bodzinski. Faces the hoop, goes into the corner to Suntec, guarded by Kayla James. The only star with 2 fouls. Suntec up top. Good ball movement down to Bodzinski. Squires blocked the shot. She got it back, put it up, and fouled her. The first one was a block by Squires. The second one was called a foul, and now Becky has 2 fouls in the basketball game. Bodzinski will go to the line to shoot the first free throw of the game for the Centurions. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Bolas, and Caro. Also on the web at kkpr.com, and Amanda puts the shot up and in. She actually likes that shot out around the free throw line. There's a few post players in the area that do, and she's one of them. She's knocked down a couple jumpers from out there. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Bodzinski now with 8, and the lead is right back to 7. Centura 32, Kearney Catholic 25, 6:50 to go, third quarter. Trying to get that pick and roll set. It's well covered by the Centurions. Messel with a high post to Squires. She's open. She shoots the 16-footer, but it's in and out, no good. The ball batted around, out of bounds off of the Stars. So back over to the Centurions. And after one quarter of play in boys basketball, Ravenna 29, St. Paul 14. Ravenna won the girls game 58-44 tonight. UNK women also a winner tonight as the pass is knocked away and out of bounds. Stars look like they're trying to do a little something different here defensively on this press. We'll have to go to Doc Sokolowski's camera to make sure that that's right. 6.5 to go here in the third quarter. 32-25. Centura with the lead, and they've had it most of the way since the second quarter. Once they took it, they haven't let it go. Aitken with it. Centura will slow it down a little bit if that's what it takes. To the baseline, Suntec. Abby in the left-hand corner. Back out top, Bodzinski. Swings it right side, and Mestel steps up and takes the steal. Michaela one-on-one with a chaser behind, and Aitken caught up and knocked it out of bounds. Courtney Aitken with the closing speed knocks it away. Also, one other stat, both teams have 4 timeouts remaining here in the second half of play. Mestel will take it out underneath for the Stars. Has to lob it up to Katie on the left elbow. Sokolowski tries to back her way in against the double team. Scoop shot up and in, and a reach-in foul called, and it could be the third on Suntec. And Coach Mettenbrink telling her girls, move their feet, don't just lean over. And that's the third foul on Abby Suntec. And the first bucket since early in the first quarter for Sokolowski. Everything else has been free throws. And Katie will put this one on the way and in. Again, the final home game for these seniors, and they do not want to see it go out the wrong way. We were talking with Chris Bassnett of the Hub. He believes that the Star Girls seniors have never lost a home game, but we'll have to double-check that. As the ball inside Bodzinski almost lost out of bounds, she grabs it and throws it all the way back out top. Over on the right side, stutter dribble picked up there by Wetzel. They'll reverse it weak side to Aitken on the left wing. Dribbles into the paint. Nothing there. Kicks it back out. Bodzinski comes out to get it. 32-28 Centura. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Bodzinski on the left side of the key. Lytle calling for the lob inside. Perfect lob to her. Goes for the reverse and a foul called on Conley, who came over to help out. Lindsay looked like she got in there pretty good, but must have got her with a body. And that's what the official tells us. Second foul on Lindsay. And 2 free throws now for Lene Lytle.
First trip to the line for Lene. 4 points, 4 rebounds in the first half. And the free throw, no good. Something looked a little weird on that free throw attempt for Lene. The old arthritic elbow got to her. That one looks better, and it's in. Second free throw is good. And Lytle now with 5 points in the basketball game, 33-28, Centura. Up the floor with it is Lindsey Conley. Off the pick from Squires. Underneath, James is there. Short jumper over the front of the rim and in. Kayla James with her first bucket of the ball game. And that's a different play. The Stars getting it into the guards. And here's Aitken the other way. Draws the double team. Goes to Bonzinski. The trailer puts up the seven-footer. No good. Rebound comes right back out to Aitken. Missed it. The ball's going to be tipped out wide and run down to the corner by Bonzinski. So another opportunity here for Centura. Not a ton of rebounds in the game, so these are huge on the offensive end for the Centurion. Aitken attacks the baseline, and Mestel trying to slide over and help out. Going to be called for the blocking foul. That's the first foul on Michaela Mestel. And checking in for Kearney Catholic is going to be Bailey Sokolowski. She and Becky Squires had big games Saturday. Bailey hasn't scored yet, hasn't really been involved much. Had to maybe play a few extra minutes because of the circumstances Saturday, as the Centurions will lob it up top, try to force it in, and Katie Sokolowski says thank you very much. She'll take the steal and stop at the top of the key. Lob it to the baseline, trying to get it to Messel. It's tipped. Michaela grabs it. Now it's taken away from Bonzinski, and she needs some help, and now we're going to get a jump ball called, and the arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. That could be a break for the Stars. First, the Centura fans wanted the jump, then the Kearney Catholic fans wanted the jump, and the arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. 33-30. Stars could tie with a three, but they haven't made one yet. Inbounds to Bailey Sokolowski, deflected away by Bonzinski, so they'll do it again. Classic hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at KKPR.com, and Kearney Catholic wants to call a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. 4:26 to go, third quarter. Centura 33, Kearney Catholic 30. We'll be back after this.
Looking for excellence in your business? Contact Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle for tax preparation and planning, audits and financial consulting, or bookkeeping and payroll service. 3810 Avenue A in Kearney. Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. PC, CPA.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Glad to be with you tonight here at Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic. Doug Duda on KKPR. Thursday, we will be in Minden as the Whippets take on Wood River. Basketball Friday, and of course district wrestling Saturday, and our wrestling rally Sunday. We'll be working Sunday as well to get you ready for state. Right now the Stars out of their own timeout, trying to get a play set up from underneath their own hoop. And we've got a foul away from the hoop as Bailey Sokolowski and Amanda Bonzinski got tied up. And the foul is going to be on Bonzinski, and that is her third. So Suntech and Bonzinski each have three now for Centura. And Stars again will throw it in underneath their own hoop. Seems like we've been here a while. Lob it on the low block, right side to Sokolowski, out to James. Open 15-footer, in and out, no good. Ball brought down initially by Aitken, but pushed out of her hands to Katie Sokolowski. That's just the second rebound for Katie in the game, and then she is fouled on the shot. And the foul is on Lene Lytle, her second. Each team with three fouls here in the second half. And at the line will be Sokolowski to shoot two, and an inadvertent buzzer here. Anna Hoosman's going to check in, but officially you got to wait till that first free throw is shot when it's a two-shot foul. And so Sokolowski will put this up and in. It's a good thing for the Stars that Sokolowski is hitting some free throws, because they have struggled from the field. 33-31. Centura still up by two. Sokolowski's second free throw is on the way, and, well, she missed her first one of the ball game, and Bonzinski will get the rebound. She had hit her first seven, 33-31. Centura by two, 4 minutes to go, third quarter. A lot of game left. Suntech over to Wetzel. Stars in the man-to-man. Centura trying to spread the floor, create those lanes to get the passes through, get their post players open that are shorter. Lytle working down low. Bonzinski takes it straight away. There's that 17-footer. Won't go. Bailey Sokolowski with a good box out and board. And she'll give it off to Michaela Mestel. Mestel brings it to the top of the circle. Lobs it in. Squires open. Scores. Foul on Lytle. Her third. And a chance for a three-point play. Boy, it took a long time, but Becky Squires eventually got wide open and ties the game at 33. Centura had not blown a defensive coverage hardly at all, if at all, tonight, but right there somebody lost where Becky was. And now a chance for the Stars to take their first lead of the second half. And Squires puts the free throw up, and it's going to dance off. No good. Got her own rebound up and in. That's the second time Centura has not boxed out the shooter. Squires with a four-point trip down the floor, and Kearney Catholic leads it 35-33, and Wetzel comes away with a 17-foot jumper in transition and scores to tie it. Tied at 35 as Conley brings it up to Bailey Sokolowski outside the arc right side, lobs it over the left baseline. Squires into the corner. Hoosman's open. 14-footer too strong. The ball goes out of bounds off the foot of the Stars. 35-35. Kearney Catholic trying to put some pressure on. And again, the Stars haven't had a lot of close games this year. If they have the aspirations of making it to state and doing something, they need to be pressured like this down the stretch. And we're not down the stretch by any means. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Left baseline, Lytle working on Bailey Sokolowski. Didn't like it. Kicked it out to Aitken. Her jumper is flat. It clanks off the front of the rim and ricochets out of bounds off the Stars. .251 to go here in quarter number three. Some of the Kearney Catholic fans didn't think that that was the right call. We won't mention any names. Centura basketball up top. Over on the right side, Aitken up top, Bonzinski. Amanda will hold the ball top of the circle. Squire's going to come put some pressure on her. Gives it off to Wetzel, left wing. Off the pick, Aitken. 16-footer, in and out, off the iron. Still won't go. And Sokolowski, the rebound, foul underneath. And Centura, that's where they got to be careful because that's the fourth foul on Bonzinski. They had done such a good job not doing that in the first half, but Sokolowski had the rebound, and Centura just kept slapping and kept slapping and kept slapping. And Bonzinski with her fourth foul will check out. And Sarah Heinen will check into the ball game here for Coach Kathy Mettenbrink. So 2:30 to go, third quarter. We're tied at 35. Centura 8 points in the quarter. Kearney Catholic with 12. And they have the ball. And now the ball, Lytle knocked away, trying to save it. And she's fouled. Lytle makes the steal. First turnover of the half on Kearney Catholic. And Coach Petrie back to the bench to bring Mestel in. The foul is on Hannah Hoosman. That's her first. Fourth team foul. Kearney Catholic tried to sub in a player. They had already handed the ball in. So the officials doing the right thing, making sure everything's taken care of. And Centura to throw it in. They'll get the ball to Taylor Wetzel. Wetzel behind the back working on Mestel. Taylor to the top of the circle, and now we'll kick it off to Suntec. Star staying in the man-to-man. Hoosman stays in the game. Suntec tries to drive by, runs out of real estate, and it's just flat out taken away by Sokolowski. And then a whistle. And the ball deflected out of bounds, it looks like, off Centura. Kearney Catholic will throw it in, so a little herky-jerky here the last 90 seconds. Not much going on. Hoosman, Mestel, both Sokolowskis and Squires on the floor for Kearney Catholic, who has the ball. Tied at 35, and the ball stolen away at the top of the key by Aitken. Aitken one-on-one with Squires, and Squires just cut her off and fouled her. The foul on Becky Squires will be her third. Didn't allow her to even get to the hoop. Bodied her up way outside the lane, and Centura will take the ball out. But first, Lindsey Conley will check in. So you've got Suntec, Wetzel, Aitken, Heinen, and Lytle on the floor now for the Centurions. Only six players have seen the floor. Heinen looking to throw it in, looking, and the ball deflected. Sokolowski stole it. Katie with the steal, the fourth turnover of the quarter for Centura. Just after the Centurions caught a break, they gave it right back. A minute 40 to go, third quarter. Conley off the pick to the right side, and there is the fourth foul on Lene Lytle. Trying to fight off the screen, she got hooked, she got off balance, and she fell right into Conley. And so now Centura's right back where they were Saturday. Foul trouble. Three on Suntec, four on Bonzinski, four on Lytle. 6 in the half. And we still have a minute 35 third quarter. So look for the Stars and just keep pushing it inside. Conley out to Squires. Squires comes inside. Outside to Katie Sokolowski. Fakes the three into the paint. And a blocking foul has just fouled out Lene Lytle. Sokolowski ran right over the top of her. And Lene Lytle has fouled out of the game. And it's going to get hot here in a minute. It's going to get hot here in a minute. Because Lytle, the power in the paint, has fouled out of the basketball game for Centura in the third quarter. 5 points, four rebounds, 1:25 to go in the third quarter of play. And Centura has been on 35 for a long, long time. 3:32, so a couple of minutes, but only 2 points since the 5:23 mark, it looks like. And now checking in is going to be Jessica Schultes for the first time. Coach Mettenbrink would love to survive the next minute 25, get her girls over, and get them set for the fourth quarter. So now at the line, shooting a two-shot foul, I believe, is going to be Sokolowski. And the first one, no good. So after making her first seven, Katie's missed her last two. She's got 13 points in the ballgame. Second free throw now for Sokolowski. And the senior will put this one up. It's short, and the rebound comes down to Schultes. So Schultes boxed out the shooter. She'll give it to Aitken. Aitken pushes the ball up the floor. And nobody started the clock. Centura was pushing the ball up the floor, but they weren't really attacking the hoop. Centura fans aren't going to like that. But the clock didn't start. And that's about all you can do there. So Centura will throw it in. And now we go. Tied at 35 still with a minute 20 to go, third quarter. And Aitken just dribbling at the top circle. Suntech on the left wing. She hit a three to start this quarter. Nothing since. Dribbles into the double team. Back out Wetzel. Wetzel comes into the paint. Keeps on going. Now has to kick it out, and there's nobody there but Katie Sokolowski. Sokolowski with another steal. Up ahead to Lindsay. Conley can't grab the ball because it didn't take a very good bounce. Lindsay expected the pass out ahead of her to bounce. She'd grab it, and she'd make the layup. But for some reason, the flubber stuck to the floor and just rolled right out of bounds. 11 turnovers for Kearney Catholic, 14 in the game unofficially for Centura. A struggle right now offensively for both teams. Under a minute to go, third quarter, tied at 35. Schultes up top, they'll go to Suntech, guarded by James. Both teams man-to-man virtually the whole game. Wetzel, right side, way out on her Connolly. Reverse it left side to Suntech. Centura wouldn't be surprised to see him hold it for the last shot. Since they're in foul trouble, short in the game, but Aitken got by Sokolowski. Up and under, moving the lane. Good shot. And Aitken drove the baseline, gets just her second bucket of the ball game, and it's 37-35 in favor of Centura. 25 seconds to go here in quarter number three. James up front working on Heinen. Picture dribble up in the right wing. On the post, they get it. Sokolowski triple teamed up to Bailey. Free throw line jumper, no good. Ball comes off to Schultes. Jessica's done her job. Centura baseball pass to the other end. They got a two-on-one. Pull up by Wetzel and in. Taylor Wetzel hits the shot. And Kearney Catholic will get a three-quarter shot away at the horn. It's way short, and that is the end of the third quarter. So after only getting 2 points in 4.5 minutes, back-to-back buckets in the last minute for Centura. And after three quarters of play, the Centurions 39, the Kearney Catholic Stars 35. You're listening to High School Hoops on KKPR.
This is Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night.
This is David Gates.
We're KKPR Kearney and KKPR.com.
Melzac Service of Dannebrog is geared up to help you in the fields, repairing international and all tractor brands, irrigation parts, and accessories. Melz has just what you need. Melzac Service of Dannebrog. A proud sponsor of the Centurions.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro is who to call. Bosch, a name in Nebraska that's synonymous with quality welding. Call a Bosch for a tight weld.
A Along with our producer engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you at Cope Gymnasium, thanking all the fine sponsors as we begin the fourth quarter. Centura gets the ball, leading at 39-35 over state-rated Kearney Catholic, who's 18-1. And Taylor Wetzel dribbling up top, and I think we get an illegal screen called here on Centura. It's going to be on Sarah Heinen. Apparently, she kind of stuck both arms out and pushed off with the old arm bar, and it was pretty obvious. Other scores at the half, the Ravenna boys, 50. St. Paul, 29. The Cats really struggling here the last couple of weeks. 50-29. Of course, they're also playing some really good teams. Here's a give-and-go Squires underneath the Conley. Short jumper baseline right up and in. Lindsey Conley now at 9 points. 39-37. The pressure is on. 13 points for Katie Sokolowski. 9 for Becky Squires and Lindsey Conley for Kearney Catholic as the ball is knocked out of bounds. For Centura, Abby Suntek with 13, Taylor Wetzel with 9, Amanda Bonzinski with 8, and Lene Lytle has already fouled out of the game. That is a big number to keep an eye on. She's on the bench. But the Centurions have the lead, which they did not have Saturday going into the fourth quarter, and Suntek is fouled. She comes into the paint and trying to slide with her. Becky Squires is called for her fourth personal foul. 6 fouls on the Stars, 8 on the Centurions, and Squires is going to check out. And checking in is Bailey Sokolowski. Centura ball underneath their own hoop. Centura had won 8 in a row before losing in the conference title game to these Stars right here Saturday. Kearney Catholic on the defense into Schultes. Bailey Sokolowski will block the shot. Bonzinski is able to pick up the loose ball. Remember, she's also got 4 fouls. And Centura will bring it out towards midcourt. One-on-one, Aitken down the lane. Didn't want to finish. She'll kick it back out to Bonzinski to Suntek. And then right back out between the circles. Working on James. Crossover dribble, and there's a carry on Centura. Centura wanted the foul, but before there was contact, Suntek, that ball took a huge hop, and she's called for the carry. 15 turnovers on Centura and 11 on Kearney Catholic. Stars still behind. They've trailed most of the second half. Conley, three-point land right wing. Up top, Bailey Sokolowski. Katie Sokolowski really being pushed around in there by Aitken. Gets the ball outside the paint. Back to James. Triple team. Kicks it out. Mestel. Backside. Great pass. Conley. Shot blocked in there by Bonzinski. Again, close because she's got 4 fouls. Stars pick up the loose ball. Conley needs some help. She'll go out to Katie Sokolowski. Stars have 3 timeouts remaining. Centura has 4. Coach Rick Petrie says bring it back out top. Settle down. Restart the offense. That's what they do. James up top. In the paint, Sokolowski turns, leans, draws the foul. Aitken blocked it from behind, but Wetzel, they're going to say undercutter with the body. The foul on Taylor Wetzel will be her 3rd. Aitken did block the shot from behind, but Wetzel commits the foul, and a 1-1 coming up. And we've got a timeout called by Centura. It'll be a 30-second timeout. 6:22 to go in the game. Centura 39, Kearney Catholic 37.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
The fewest amount of points Kearney Catholic has scored this year, 42 in the first meeting with Ravenna back in the 3rd game of the year. But outside of that, you have to go to the 50 points against Gothenburg back on the 23rd. Every game outside of that, 50 or more. Sokolowski is at the line now to shoot 2 for Kearney Catholic. And the free throw is on the way and short. All of a sudden, Katie is struggling. She hit 7 in a row. She has now missed 4 in a row. And she looks over at the bench saying, I don't know what's going on. This one a little more on it, and there it is. 14 points down to ball game for Katie Sokolowski. 39-38 Centura here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Danabrog, and Bullis up top with it. Abby Suntek, Stars maintaining that man-to-man. It's been a fairly low-scoring second half. 12 points for Centura and 15 points for Kearney Catholic. 1-point lead, Bonzinski dribbling out around the top. She doesn't want it. James steps in front, steals the ball, out ahead of Suntek. Suntek comes from behind, blocks the shot. The ball stays in play. James picks it up. And then a foul as she tries to make her way to the hoop. And the pushing foul is on Courtney Aitken, her second. But that is the 10th team foul on Centura. They've played six, well, with Schultes now, seven players in the game. And we have 5:50 to go, and they've been called for 10 fouls. At the line, Conley. Free throw is no good. Stars could have the lead, but the free throw shooting is struggling right now. They are 10 of 20 at the line after starting 4 of 5. Conley with her second free throw, and that one's good. 10 points now for Lindsay in the ball game. We are tied again at 39. 5:50 to go as Aitken brings the ball up the floor. Conley working on her in the man-to-man. Cross over to the top of the circle. Wing it to Wetzel. Open three on the way. Going to come up short. Rebound tipped out. Aitken, big collision. Saved it in the corner to Suntech for the three. It's no good. Everybody's okay. Sokolowski pulls up the rebound. Baseball pass to the other end. Got away from the Stars, and they're going to lose it. First turnover of the fourth quarter for Kearney Catholic. A free-for-all out there, and Centura might elect to call a timeout. Bondzinski deep in the backcourt, and there is the timeout. Yeah, Coach Kathy Mettenbrink at first wasn't going to use it, and Centura didn't move for about 5 seconds. So timeout Centura. They will have two remaining. There's 5:20 left. It feels like there's 20 seconds left. The intensity here in the building. We are tied at 39, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, a muffler, or even a total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care, now offering computer alignments too. Then for your storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 and Kansas in Caro.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Looking for excellence in your business? Contact Hellman, May, and Kostler & Cottle for tax preparation and planning, audits and financial consulting, or bookkeeping and payroll service. 3810 Avenue A in Kearney. Hellman, May, and Kostler & Cottle. PC CPA.
We're back out of the timeout. Centura brings the ball up the floor. They kick it to Bondzinski, and Bonzinski's going to hit that 15-footer. About the only place she'll shoot it is at the free throw line or underneath the hoop, and Amanda has 10 points, and Centura regains the lead 41-39. Katie Sokolowski dribbles into the double team, kicks it out, gets it back baseline, turnaround jumper short, trying to tip the rebound to herself. She does, and she's right underneath, and Aitken blocked the shot, and a foul is going to be called. Sokolowski is going to go to the line. If they call that foul on Aitken, that is just not a good call. Aitken had all ball from behind unless she was using her other hand to grab some jersey. So the Stars going to catch one here, and Sokolowski has been to the line a ton. She's 8 of 12. 9 of 13 as that one is in. 41-40. Give Sokolowski credit. She really battled for that offensive board. Now Hannah Hoosman is going to come in for Kayla James. Again, the Stars have only been in this situation once all year, and that was trying to make a pretty big comeback against Sandy Creek in the second game. That's their only loss. Second free throw hits the front of the rim and crawls in. We are tied at 41 with 4:45 to go in the ball game. Centura and Kearney Catholic. Aitken brings the ball up the floor. Bounce pass off the knee of Suntech. Picks it up all the way at midcourt. Guarded by Hoosman. Hannah makes her pick the dribble up and then lost her balance and fell on top. Had great defense, but then lost her balance. And for Hannah, that's her second personal foul. It is the seventh team foul, so that sends one of the best shooters in the conference, Abby Suntech, to the line for her first free throw attempt. Centura, two timeouts remaining. Kearney Catholic, three. Free throw good. 14 points now, and Rachel Owen re-enters the ball game for Kearney Catholic. Mesta will catch a breather. Second free throw coming up. It's good. Don't forget when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats, coaches' interviews, So stay with us for that. Earlier tonight in the boys' game, Kearney Catholic pulled away in the second half, shooting the ball real well in the second half, 80-52. Sokolowski into the corner. Owen wide open, takes the 12-footer, but it's no good. Hoosman's going to get the backside rebound, an offensive rebound. Sokolowski, top of the key, three, no good. Tries to follow the shot. Heinen picks up the loose ball. Outlet pass, gets it to Aitken. Coast to coast, layup good. 45-41, Centura. They get the ball, and they get out and go. Stars into the front court, Sokolowski. That was the first three-pointer attempted in the second half. Sokolowski trying to shake Aitken, throws through the lane, the ball deflected away by Zinski. Zinski didn't even know the ball was coming, and neither did anybody from Kearney Catholic. If that hadn't grazed off Zinski, who wasn't looking, it would have been another turnover. Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. Mestel to throw it in. Goes all the way out top to Squires, and there's a foul on Aitken coming over the top. Courtney with her third personal foul. The ball was coming towards the sideline, and Aitken reached over, commits her third foul. So Squires will go to the line to shoot two. Becky is one of three at the line tonight, has 9 points. Kearney Catholic has one field goal in the fourth quarter. Two shots coming up, and Squires takes a little more time and puts that first free throw short. Again, Kearney Catholic is hurting themselves right now from the line here in the second half, shooting about 50% or maybe even less now. Second free throw coming up for Squires. It is on the way, and that one's right through the net. 10 points now for Squires, and it's Centura 45, Kearney Catholic 42, 3:50 to go in the game. Aitken brings it up and finds Wetzel way out on the left side. Mestel on her, between the circles, Bonzinski out a lot farther than she usually is. Amanda holds the ball above her head. Centura would love to whittle about another minute off and keep the lead. They could go into that patented stall game. Bonzinski up top. Kearney Catholic foul puts them in the one and one. Wetzel right side on Mestel, but everybody outside the arc, they get one person inside to set some screens. Bonzinski on the left side of the wing. 3-point lead here with 3:15 to go in the game. Now Suntech puts the ball on the floor, drives left side, wraps it over to Wetzel. Taylor for three. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Sokolowski. That would have been huge if that goes in. Up the floor come the Stars to Squires, attacks the baseline, throws through the lane to James. 8-footer partially blocked. Bonzinski got a hand on it, and Centura has the ball. Up the floor comes Suntech, trying to avoid the contact. And across the timeline they come. Reset it here at the top of the circle with Taylor Wetzel. 11-7 Centura with a 3-point lead over 18-1 Kearney Catholic. In our girls game tonight, the bounce pass knocked away James. James ahead of the pack goes in for the layup and scores. Kayla James with the score and timeout Kearney Catholic. Big steal by Kayla James for her second bucket. But Centura still has the lead with 2:33 to go in the ball game. Centura 45 and Kearney Catholic 44. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout on Classic Hits 98.9.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Agricultural Services of Bolus and Caro offer the finest in crop production products and services. Their team members are always ready to service your needs with well-maintained equipment and quality products to protect and nourish your crop. For top yield, see the area leader in high-yield crop production. Agricultural Services of Bolus or Caro.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. 45-44. Kearney Catholic's led once in the second half. Centura has the ball now after the steal and bucket by James. Each team with two timeouts remaining. Centura gets the ball up the floor to Heinen. Heinen kicks it to Aitken. She throws through the lane. Wetzel dropped it. A little contact, but Centura saves it. 2:20 to go. 45-44 Centura. Bonzinski dribbling it around. Gets to the left wing. Picks it up. Tries to get it to Aitken. And Hannah Hoosman steps in front. Knocks the ball away. Then it's taken right back by Centura. And they'll try and keep it away here. Back out top it goes to Suntech. 2 minutes to go. Abby gets by her defender into the lane. Katie Sokolowski blocks the shot. Centura picks it back up. Bonzinski at the free throw line. Centura's almost to the point where they're scared to shoot the ball now. They're getting it in there, but they're either knocking it off a knee or getting it blocked. Wetzel up top. We're down to a minute 45 to go. Aitken dribbling between the circles. Stars overplaying the ball. Centero, be careful for that back cut. And now they're all the way out at midcourt. Bonzinski to Wetzel. 1:30 to go. 45-44, Centura by one. On the left wing, Suntech. Suntech trapped over there. And what's she going to do? Put the ball on the floor and lob it over the top to Aitken. Aitken right side, reverses to Bonzinski. She's going to take the 12-footer and hit it. Amanda Bonzinski with a dozen points. 47-44, Centura with a minute 13 to go. Kearney Catholic brings it up with Sokolowski. And timeout, Kearney Catholic. They'll have only one remaining. Coach Rick Petrie's squad is in a position they have not been in this year. Down in the fourth quarter with a chance to tie. Their 17-game winning streak is on the line. Here at home, it's Centura 47, Kearney Catholic 44. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue at Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
You know who Ed and Deb Stoltenberg are because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer in town. They carry Valley Irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance. All from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. Remember, more basketball Thursday. Wood River is at Minden. More basketball Friday. District wrestling from Amherst Saturday. Sub-districts begin next week. And we will be following Kearney Catholic, among others, over at Lexington. But here, 1:08 to go in the game. The second-ranked team in C1, Kearney Catholic, at home, trailing to Centura, 47-44. But it is Kearney Catholic basketball. Out of the timeout, Bailey Sokolowski to throw it in the front court to Kayla James. Katie Sokolowski, Squires. And Lindsay Conley on the floor. They threw it into Conley, excuse me. Lindsay looking inside. Sokolowski double-teamed, and we've got a reach-in foul on the Centurions, and that might be it for Courtney Aitken. She has four fouls, and now she's got five. The third player in foul trouble. We've already got Lene Lytle on the bench. And now Courtney Aitken, one of the top two ball handlers for Centura, fouls out of the ball game. With 59 seconds to go, 6 points, 7 rebounds for Aitken, and now Angelica Young comes in for the very first time. And the importance of this is now you've got kids out there for Centura you don't want fouled down the stretch. But Katie Sokolowski is at the line to shoot two. They've been in the double bonus, it seems like, forever. And the first free throw is no good. As we said, new territory for the Stars. There's probably a little pressure there, too. Second free throw for Sokolowski, who has 16 points to lead her team on the way, and it didn't hit anything. You don't see that very often. And Centura gets the ball up 3:59 seconds. And they will get it into Suntech. You do not want to foul her. They double-team, try and trap it to backcourt. Suntech brings it up, and Mestel commits the foul. You do not want to foul Abby Suntech. And that'll be the second foul on Mestel. It's the eighth team foul, so it's a 1-1. Centura has 8 points in the quarter. Suntech hit two free throws, her only two of the game. So the 1-1, a chance to make it a two-possession game. It's up, it's in. 16 points for Suntech. 48-44. You've got Suntech, Wetzel, Bonzinski, Young, and Heinen on the floor for Centura. Second free throw, no problem. And timeout, Centura. The Centurions will have one timeout remaining. Could come down to a free throw contest. 53 seconds remaining in our game. Centura 49, Kearney Catholic 44. We'll be right back on KKPR.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Melzac Service of Dannebrog is geared up to help you in the fields, repairing international and all tractor brands, irrigation parts, and accessories. Melz has just what you need. Melzac Service of Dannebrog, a proud sponsor of the Centurions.
little near hysteria here for the Centura fans in front of us. Kearney Catholic fans, they don't see this very often, but right now their stars are in big, big trouble, and Centura trying to get their biggest win in years. Avenge the conference tournament loss, and Kearney Catholic down 5, 53 seconds to go. They'll bring the ball up the floor uncontested. Mestel to the top of the circle. They're trying to get Katie Sokolowski free. They do. Top of the key, three. It's good! Sokolowski hits the first three of the entire game for Kearney Catholic. 49, 47, 40 seconds to go. Suntech in the backcourt again. You do not want to foul her. Still in the backcourt, still dribbling, still in the backcourt. Now across the timeline, picks it up against Squires, gets it to Bonzinski. Now's when you want to foul. The ball deflected out of bounds by Kearney Catholic. But we're down to 27 seconds. The Stars are going to have to foul. Kayla James will check in. Again, if you are Centura, you get the ball to Suntech. If you are the Stars, you put four defenders on Suntech. But they throw it right into her cleanly in the backcourt. 25 seconds, a two-point Centura lead. She's in the front court, trying to triple-team her, picks the dribble up. She'll lower a shoulder, and an offensive foul called on Centura. They had her triple-team. The Stars just stood over her, and Suntech lowered the shoulder to clear some space. That is her fourth foul. Now, Kearney Catholic doesn't get free throws. 16 seconds to go in the game. Kearney Catholic trailing by two at home. And we've got a timeout called by Centura. It'll be their final timeout. It is the final timeout of the basketball game for Centura. It is a full-length timeout. 14.9 to go. And it's 49-47. Centura, we're back in 30 seconds.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Centura 49, Kearney Catholic 47. Kearney Catholic has the ball. They're looking at putting more time up on the clock because they ran the clock when a timeout was called. 16.6 is what the clock should read, so they're trying to get that up on the score clock, and there it is. 16.6 is the right amount of time. The Stars hit their first three of the game to cut it to two, then an offensive foul on Centura. Bailey Sokolowski to throw it in to Kayla James. To Lindsey Conley. Kayla James out there with Squires. They want the same play. Here comes Sokolowski up top. Now they get it underneath Squires. She's open. She turns. She scores. They baited him. Tied at 49. No timeouts for Centura. 5 seconds. They're at midcourt. They're not going to get a shot away. We're going to overtime. Centura had used the timeout to set their defense. And what a great design play by Rick Petrie. They ran Sokolowski through like they did the previous play to hit the three. And when everybody followed her, and I mean followed her, they were grabbing her jersey and everything. That left a two-on-one down low. The bounce pass to Squires, and Becky puts it up and in and ties the game at 49. And we are going to overtime, and we'll do it in 30 seconds.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Well, you know, on that Centura bench, they are thinking that they are in trouble with Courtney Aiken and Amanda Bonzinski, both fouled out of the game. Kearney Catholic gets the last five of the fourth quarter to tie it and send it into overtime. Ravenna boys leading St. Paul 60-47. Ravenna girls beat St. Paul 58-44. Kearney Catholic boys beat Centura tonight 80-52. The UNK women a winner tonight by three. as they down Shadron State late. Well, Sarah Hine is going to stand in the center circle, but Sokolowski will probably win this tip. And Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start overtime. 4 minutes. Each team will get a timeout. That means Centura now has one, and Kearney Catholic has two. Michaela Mesta will dribble to the right wing. Stop on a pick and roll to Squires. Squires catches, attacks, and scores. Becky Squires, the last bucket of quarter four, the first bucket of overtime, and just the second lead of the entire second half for Kearney Catholic. 51-49. Now Centura needs to get a bucket. Settle it down, get a bucket, show them that they can do it. Suntech handling the ball up top to Bonzitsky. It goes through her hands. She'll have to try and save it, but she throws it into the stars. Turnover on the play. Up ahead, Squires. Uncontested layup, and it's in. Six in a row for Becky Squires. 53-49, Kearney Catholic. Up the floor, Taylor Wetzel. Still 3:10 to go in overtime. Again, a lot of time. Gives it off to Suntech on the left wing. Haven't let her get loose in a long time. Even though she leads the team with 17 points, she drives the baseline, and Kayla James is going to get rolled up and called for the blocking foul. There have been some tough calls here down the stretch for the officials. Most of them look like they were right. That's a blocking foul on Kayla James. And for Kayla, that'll be her third personal foul. And at the line to shoot two, Abby Suntech. First one, good. Suntech now 18 points, but only one field goal since halftime. Second free throw for Abby. On the way, and that's too strong. Rebound, Bonzinski tipped it out. She tipped it out, and Suntech has it. 53-50, she's in the left-hand corner, throws it out to Bonzinski at midcourt. Reverse it right side, Wetzel. Down low, Hine, and oh, Sokolowski came over the top, deflected it, jump ball, arrow points the way of Centura. Sokolowski was close to being called for an over-the-back foul there. And now Centura will take the ball out in front of their own hoop, or in front of their own bench. 53-50 into Angelica Young. Young will go out top to Wetzel. She'll dribble it at midcourt, Mestel on her. Suntech trying to get a three away. Does get a three away. It's off the front of the iron, no good. And the rebound, Lindsey Connolly finally gets out of there with it. And Centura will hustle back on defense. 2.5 to go in overtime. Kearney Catholic 53 and Centura 50. Man-to-man here for Centura, but without two starters on the floor. Conley right wing. Spins off of it, looking for Sokolowski. She's double-teamed. Young is all over her. She's actually been doing a real good job, has Angelica. Up top they'll go to Conley. Clock continues to run. They've whittled off 30 seconds. And Coach Mettenbrink saying, come out and foul, which I find unusual with 2 minutes. Mestel into the corner to James. Back out top. Oh, she threw it behind Squires. It'll be an over and back. Turnover, Kearney Catholic. That'll be their 14th of the game. Centura has 19. And one bit of work here that they are telling the officials. The official making sure how many timeouts are left here. I don't think our score clock people know that you get an extra timeout in overtime. Just making sure that everybody knows that Kearney Catholic has two timeouts and Centura has one timeout. Coming into the overtime, 1:52 to go in the game. And we're waiting to put it on the clock. So that's taking some time. Centura standing around, not that big of a deal. And so now they get that right. And we're ready to play some more basketball. Centura will take it at midcourt just on their side of half court. And Bonzinski to throw it in. Always looking for Suntech, and she comes off quickly. A three to tie, but still a lot of time left. Minute 45 to Wetzel. Wetzel well out. Up top, Bonzinski. Looking right side, but basically it's just going to be those three that shoot. Suntech, Wetzel, or Bonzinski. Unless Hyman somehow gets inside. Centura getting farther away from the hoop. Now Suntech drives. Pull-up jumper from 10. Off the iron, no good. Hyman had it for a minute, but it goes into the hands of Kayla James. And she gets fouled by Wetzel. Wetzel trying to catch up to her at midcourt. Suntech has four. Wetzel has four. Bonzinski has four. Aitken and Lytle have already fouled out of the game. So it'll have to come to the gals off the bench to commit fouls if they need to from now on. Both teams are in the double bonus. And at the line, Kayla James for the first time in the game. She'll shoot two. The Stars are up three at the moment. We are in overtime. Free throw up, too strong. The Stars were 5 of 10 in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. Now they are 0 of 1 in overtime. Second free throw by James on the way, and it's off the back of the iron, no good. Heinen barely able to keep her feet in bounds. She's got the rebound, needs some help, gets it out to Suntech. Good job by Heinen to stay with it. Suntech being covered by James. Some contact and a foul on Kayla James. She just stuck with it too long. Fourth foul on James, and that's almost an assured 2 points for Centura. Abby Suntech to the line to shoot two free throws. 1:18 to go in overtime. Kearney Catholic 53, Centura 50. Kearney Catholic scored on their first two possessions of overtime from Becky Squires. A set play off the tip and then a steal and a layup. Suntech to shoot two. The first one in and out. Wow. So after making her first five, now Suntech has missed two in a row. 18 in the game. And now checking in for Centura is Tiffany Schultz. She's just in there to foul because Wetzel's coming to the bench. Second free throw now for Suntech. Off the front of the rim, no good. Sokolowski with the rebound. It's still a 3-point lead, Kearney Catholic. A minute 14 to go. The Stars get it into the front court. And oh, a good foul because Bailey Sokolowski was wide open underneath. And Conley, just as she started to make the pass, they grabbed the arms. But unfortunately, another fifth foul. And this is on Abby Suntech. Well, considering the situation, Suntech had to commit that foul, and she will foul out of the basketball game with 18 points and two rebounds and a block. And now at the line, Lindsay Conley to shoot two. The first one is up, and it is going to bounce around and finally go in. 54-50 Stars. The third Centurion to foul out. And when you only play five kids, at her second free throw, no good. Rebound, Bonzinski will get it for Centura, and then the ball knocked away. Messel tried to step in front and knock it out of Taylor Wetzel's hands on the pass. 1:08 to go here in the ball. Game's overtime. Centura ball. Surprised they didn't sub in there for Schultz, but they didn't. Wetzel up the floor. Of course, now you can't with those five fouls, I guess. Wetzel comes down the floor, double team, ball knocked away. Kearney Catholic knows it. They're guarding Wetzel, and they're guarding Bonzinski, and that's it. If somebody else gets it, they'll bank on him missing a short jumper. Let's see. Wetzel on the inbounds, lob it up top, can't get the three. She'll drive, put the jumper up, blocked by Conley, and Kearney Catholic has the ball and a four-point lead and 54 seconds to go, and they'll foul Katie Sokolowski, and it's starting to run away now from the Centurions, who had a 5-point lead with less than a minute to go. And so Young will get her first foul. And at the line, Katie Sokolowski, who hit a key three and now has 19 points. The first free throw, good. 55-50, Kearney Catholic. Rachel Owen and Hannah Hoosman going to check in. Mestel and Conley out. Still life for Centura. They may need a three, but we'll find out. They've got a timeout. Second free throw. Katie Sokolowski on the way. Got them both. 56-50, Kearney Catholic. 51 seconds to go. Stars put on full court pressure. Ball comes into Wetzel. Wetzel right through the double team. Still coming. Inside the arc. Kicks it out to Young. Young for three. Off the iron. No good. Sokolowski's going to get the rebound. That was pretty close for Angelica Young, not shooting the whole game. To Bailey Sokolowski, and there is the foul. The foul will be called on Tiffany Schultz. That's her first. And Bailey Sokolowski, who had such a great game Saturday in the championship, hasn't scored yet today. Now Mackenzie Marshall getting set to check in. 34 seconds remaining. The Stars look like they're going to save one out of the hat here. The free throw is up and it is in. Sokolowski hits the free throw. It looks like the Kearney Catholic fans have some signs made up and they're finally going to be able to hand them out here. Second free throw up and in. And I think it is signifying an unbeaten senior class. It says 35-0. Boy, they didn't bring those out until 34 seconds to go in overtime. 58-50, Centura trails by 8. It's the largest deficit of the game. Wetzel up the floor, into the paint, tipped into Heinen's hands. Sarah puts it up and in at a timeout. Timeout as Sarah Heinen able to put the ball up and in. That's the first field goal and only the third point of overtime here for Centura. So with 23 seconds remaining in overtime, it is now Kearney Catholic 58, Centura 52. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro is who to call. Bosch, a name in Nebraska that's synonymous with quality welding. Call a Bosch for a tight weld.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks doing a great job back at the studio, getting us through the night. Thanks to all the fine sponsors and to the fine folks here at Kearney Catholic. This will be our final game here at Kearney Catholic this season, because even the boys have all their games left on the road. The Adams Central game will be at the event center. 23 seconds remaining, 58-52 in overtime, Kearney Catholic, and they've got the ball. Squires to throw it in. Throws it short, Mackenzie Marshall has it. Gets it right back to Squires, and there's the foul with 19 seconds. Young with her second, and will come to the other end to shoot two. Squires with 4 points, the only two field goals in the overtime for Kearney Catholic. She's got 16 in the game, and the most important one, the one that tied the game with 8 seconds left and eventually sent the game into overtime. Squires to shoot two. One will do it. The first one is in. Misco Sports postgame show is coming up. Stay with us. All the final stats, coaches' interviews, and more here on KKPR. What an effort tonight for Centura. They just ran out of people. Second free throw on the way, and it is short. Rebound brought down by Sarah Heinen. Gives it off to Wetzel. Hustle it up the floor with 13. All the way in. Off her foot. Marshall picks up the loose ball. And now they're just going to dribble it around, and Centura's not going to foul. Well, they dropped the ball on Kearney Catholic. Fouls. Marshall was trying to get around Wetzel, and it went off her leg. But there's only 3.5 seconds left. Wetzel will go to the line and shoot two free throws. So Wetzel at the line, trying to get the final points of the ball game. Ends up with 9 points so far. Kearney Catholic's going to bring a few players in to maybe give the seniors on the floor some applause. That's another reason Marshall's in there. Free throw up and no good. And here comes Ellie Connolly, Anna Howell, Sarah Leese, and playing their final minutes here as seniors. Becky Squires, Katie Sokolowski, and Hannah Hoosman will all come off the floor here for Kearney Catholic. That's pretty cool if you win all your home games, and they've done it for 4 years. About got it spoiled tonight. Wetzel's second free throw, no good. Ellie Conley has the rebound, and that is your ball game in overtime. Kearney Catholic 59 and Centura 52. I said it Saturday. I'll say it again. You don't want to play Centura in the postseason. Centura is ready to go, and they are ready to play some basketball in the postseason. What a great effort tonight. Kearney Catholic's a great basketball team, and Centura, for starting 3-6, are you kidding me? They were a second away or a play away from winning this game. The coaches shake hands, and they know it's been another great battle. Kearney Catholic has upset Centura. I still remember the last night on senior night over there for Gina Johansson, who had such a perfect career, and they just crushed them that night, held them to 10 points the first three quarters, and Centura just about did the same thing to Kearney Catholic here this evening. Final score, Kearney Catholic 59 and Centura 52 in overtime. We'll take a break and be back and look at the final stats on the Misco Sports postgame show in 1 minute.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, a muffler, or even a total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care, now offering computer alignments too. Then for your storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 and Kansas in Caro.
Honey, hurry, we need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Agricultural Services of Bolus and Caro offer the finest in crop production products and services. Their team members are always ready to service your needs with well-maintained equipment and quality products to protect and nourish your crop. For top yield, see the area leader in high-yield crop production. Agricultural Services of Bolus or Caro.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to Kearney Catholic High School, where it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. Don't forget, you're thinking track, you can order your spikes and order all the gear you need right now from Steve and the gang, because they're open 7 days a week. Little kids wrestling is getting underway. The headgear, the knee pads, the singlets, everything's there at Misco Sports on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center. Should we take a look at the stats? Guess we'll take a look at the stats. Coach Rick Petrie will catch his breath, and let's take a look at some of the stats that we have here for you in this basketball game. And for Centura, the couple of quirky things, but let's start with Abby Suntech leading them tonight with 18 points, 2 rebounds, 1 block. Taylor Wetzel, 9 points, 1 rebound, 1 block. Sarah Heinen, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Courtney Aiken, 6 points, team-high 7 rebounds. Jessica Schultes, she actually came in and did a great job after a Lytle fouled out in this ball game. She got a couple of rebounds. Amanda Bonzinski, solid game, 12 points, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks. And for Lene Lytle, she fouled out in the third quarter, 5 points and 4 rebounds in the basketball game. Well, if my numbers are correct, and there's no way they can be, 10, 16, 17, I must have missed added here somewhere along the way. Well, there's two more. There we go. Let's add those in. Okay, 10. 17, 21, 22, 23, 24. Okay, 13 rebounds in the first half, 7 in the second half, and 4 in overtime is what I had for Centura. They did not attempt a free throw in the first half. They were 3 of 4 in the third quarter. They were 4 of 4 in the fourth quarter, but they were 1 of 6 in overtime. 3-point shooting, 1 of 8 in the first half, 1 of 3 in the second half, 0 of 2 in overtime. Turnovers, 9 in the first half, 9 in the second half, and 2 in overtime. The Centurions led by 4 at the half. They had 27 points, 22 points in the second half, just 3 in the overtime. I had the Centurions for 52 points, 24 rebounds. They were 8 out of 14 at the free throw line, 2 of 14 from 3-point land, 4 block shots, 20 turnovers. Centura, 8 of their last 10 games have been wins, the only two, the last two, to the Lou Platte Conference champions from Kearney Catholic. And up next for Centura, they wrap up the regular season hosting Loup City, and then Wood River and Grand Island Central Catholic would appear to be the two tough teams in their sub-district. We'll come back and look at Kearney Catholic's numbers and take a look at the final stats. We'll also talk with Coach Rick Petrie in 1 minute.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Mel's Ag Service of Dannebrog is geared up to help you in the fields, repairing international and all tractor brands, irrigation parts, and accessories. Mel's has just what you need. Mel's Ag Service of Dannebrog, a proud sponsor of the Centurions.
And Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Let's take a look at the final numbers for Kearney Catholic. Six players scored for Centura. Six players scored for Kearney Catholic. That could be a season low as we see Michaela Mestel with 4 points, one rebound. Rachel Owen, one rebound. Lindsay Conley, 11 points, five rebounds. Kayla James had 4 points, two rebounds. One rebound in the ball game for Hannah Hoosman. Bailey Sokolowski, 2 points, and those were free throws in the overtime. She had three rebounds and a block. Ellie Conley had a rebound. Becky Squires, who sent the game into overtime, 17 points. Only had five of those in the first half, three rebounds and a block. And Katie Sokolowski, 21 points to lead all scorers, seven rebounds to lead the team, two block shots. She only had 3 2-point field goals in this basketball game. She made 12 free throws and hit a huge three. So for Kearney Catholic, 11 rebounds in the first half. In the second half, it looks like a total of 8, 5 in overtime. Free throw shooting, 7 of 11 in the first half, 7 of 16 in the second half, 6 of 10 in overtime. 3-point shooting might also be a season low attempts. 0 of 4 in the first half, 1 of 2 in the second half, none in overtime. Turnovers, 8 in the first half, 5 in the second half, 2 in overtime. Kearney Catholic improved their shooting in the second half, finished 19 out of 44 for 43%. Centura, who was shooting 59% in the first half, ended up at 44%, 21 out of 48. 23 points at halftime, 26 in the second half, and 10 in overtime. Kearney Catholic finishes with 59 points, 24 rebounds, 20 out of 37 at the free throw line, 1 of 6 from 3-point land, 5 blocks, 15 turnovers, and the streak continues but barely. Kearney Catholic 19-1 after a 59-52 overtime win against Centura. And Coach Rick Petrie joins us here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. That's why you never let those boosters print that stuff up, isn't it? The signs are out, the shirts are out, the seniors find an exciting way to cap an undefeated home portion of their career tonight.
Yeah, that's for sure. It was, you have to give a lot of credit to Centura. I think at times they outplayed us, and fortunately we found a way to win ball game, get back and tie it in overtime, and it's pretty fortunate for them because they had some kids foul out, and that made a huge difference because they're not very deep. They're very talented, a very young team, and they're going to be very good next year. And they have the way they're playing right now, they have a good chance to be successful in sub-districts as well.
What was the major difference between Saturday and tonight? I kidded both of you that usually it's kind of a stinker on Tuesday. Well, this wasn't from their perspective, and you guys get the win, but what was different tonight?
Well, I just think that we kind of got, we got off to a great start, and then they came back, and they did a lot of nice things offensively and shot the ball very well that first half and kind of put us in a hole, and it seemed like we were trying to dig out from it almost the whole second half. And their kids just executed it. And, we switched a little bit what we were doing the second half and tried to deny Suntech the ball a little bit. And, she had some free throws, but I think she only had one basket the second half. And I think that was one of the keys, especially in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Suntech hits the first shot out of the halftime locker room, which I suppose you're not pleased with because that's what you come out to do. But
exactly.
She hits the three, and that's the only field goal in her 18 points that she had in the second half. Let's go back to the very end of the game, and I got to applaud your call and your coach's call. After setting up Sokolowski to hit the three, you run the same play, only you go down to Squires, and that's just art right there because you had a two-on-one. Becky either shoots it or she hands it off. I think it was Kayla on the backside, and somebody has a layup, and Becky finishes, and then she starts the overtime big for you.
Yeah, we really executed down the stretch. We ran that three to Katie, and she knocked it down, and then we got the ball back. And we knew we ran the same play except we flipped the screener on that, and Lindsay did a good job. Becky almost went a little bit too soon, but, Lindsay found her with a good pass, and she finished, and that was really good. And then we came out of the overtime, and, we called the play exactly what we wanted to run, and I wanted to run it to Becky's side because they were focusing so much on Katie, and I just felt like we could get her off a little screen and roll action, and we got that, and then we got a steal, and so we jumped out to a little bit of lead, and then we started missing free throws, and we shot free throws terribly tonight, and, you know, that would have kept us in the game a lot of times during the second half, but it was just one of those nights.
Yeah, especially 50% from halftime on, 13 out of 26 from the free throw line, including 5 of 10 there in the fourth quarter of play, and you pick up the win tonight, 59-52. I know the nerves are probably still a little frazzled out there from a game like this, but now you take on Loop City, and then it's on into sub-districts.
Right. You know, and, you know, hopefully kids will come out and play hard on Thursday, and we'll be able to play a lot of kids. And, you know, I'm sure that Loop City will compete. But I think that, you know, we just go out and maybe rotate kids. There's some kids that played a lot of minutes tonight, and, you know, hopefully we can get back to maybe our regular rotation.
One other thing I was going to mention, because even when you guys maybe didn't get off to a quick start, and this is with any team that is off to such a great record, fans expect it. We expect it up here calling the game that, you know, eventually, well, you're going to get the lead. You're going to come back. You're going to get the lead. Does that ever filter into the girls? And, I mean, by the time you figure that out, you're down 5 with a minute to go.
Yeah. Well, and there's a little frustration on their part. You know, again, you got to give Centura a lot of credit for what they did defensively. And, you know, at times we weren't very smart with the basketball. We'd force them to get a turnover, and then we'd turn it right back over. Or, you know, we'd foul somebody where we didn't really need to. And, you know, I think we're pretty fortunate to win tonight.
Well, you're 19-1. Obviously, you've got things to work on still this late in the season. And, Coach, we'll let you get out of here. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you at sub-districts.
Thanks, Doug.
That is Coach Rick Petrie, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, and we'll be back to wrap things up right after this.
You know who Ed and Deb Stoltenberg are because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer in town. They carry Valley Irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance. All from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Looking for excellence in your business? Contact Hellman, May, and Kostler & Cottle for tax preparation and planning, audits and financial consulting, or bookkeeping and payroll service. 3810 Avenue A in Kearney. Hellman, May, and Kostler & Cottle. PC CPA.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And we are back here. Had an exciting game over at Ravenna. The Blue Jays, who were up 50-29 at half from St. Paul, hang on, 84-81, and win that ball game. I thought we had a great game. There's a great game there, too, and also the Ravenna girls, a winner over to St. Paul tonight, 58-44. Here in our boys' game, Kearney Catholic pulled away late. Centura played really well, shot 52% in the game, 80-52 Kearney Catholic. Drew Butler, 25 points, 18 points for Keegan Fitzgerald, 13 points, 10 rebounds for Matt Bowman. For Centura, Ian Lemberg, 17 points. Chase Welty, 16 points and 8 rebounds. And again, here in the girls' game, Centura couldn't hang on to the 5-point lead with a minute to go. Katie Sokolowski's 3 and Becky Squire's bucket with 8 seconds to go sends it to overtime. Kearney Catholic got 21 from Sokolowski, 17 from Squires, 11 from Conley for Centura, 18 from Abby Suntech, and 12 from Amanda Bonzinski. Kearney Catholic wins it in overtime, 59-52. Thursday, it's Wood River at Minden. Don't forget, we will be covering the Kearney Catholic sub-districts, girls and boys, in Lexington. Kearney Catholic's first game will be next Tuesday, it looks like, against Minden, unless something quirky happens. Southern Valley looks like they're going to have the number one seed in that sub-district. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. All red ledge ski coats and ski pants on sale. 59-52, Kearney Catholic seniors complete an undefeated career here at Kearney Catholic at home, and now they try to take that onto the state tournament. Both teams, Centura and Kearney Catholic, play Loop City next. Kearney Catholic at Loop City Thursday, Centura hosting Loop City on Friday. This is Doug Duda from Cope Gymnasium saying we'll see you Thursday in Minden, and good night, everyone.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.